Shock, grief, and unanswered questions abound in the wake of Saturday's carnage. Eyewitnesses to the rampage.
I'm just lucky not to be in the line of fire. It was shaken to my core.
I seemed determined just let loose with a barrage of bullets.
The alleged gunman, now in police custody, is 22-year-old Jared Lee Loughner, who posted rambling internet videos denouncing the U.S. government, which he accused of mind control and brainwashing. Law enforcement officials say it is too early to speculate on a motive for the shooting. Local Sheriff Clarence Dupnik.
There's reason to believe that this individual may have a mental issue.
Reaction has poured in from across the nation. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, John Boehner.
An attack on one who serves is an attack on all who serves. Such acts of violence have no place in our society.
This is more than a tragedy for those involved. It is a tragedy for Arizona and a tragedy for our entire country.
Arizona Governor Jan Brewer.
I am just heartbroken. Gabby is more than just a colleague. She's actually a friend. She has always been a noble public servant.
Despite being shot in the head at point-blank range, Congresswoman Giffords was conscious before emergency surgery and remains in critical condition. Doctors say they are heartened that she is able to follow simple commands.
When you get shot in the head and the bullet goes through your brain, the chances of you living is very small, and the chances of you waking up and actually following commands is even much smaller than that. So this so far has been a very good situation. Hopefully it'll stay that way.
Conservative and progressive blogs have traded accusations over underlying causes for the violence and pointed to extreme hyperbole that often emerges in politics. A moderate Democrat, Giffords' Arizona office, was vandalized last year. Before the November election, her Republican opponent used gun-related imagery in a political advertisement. Former Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin's political organization posted an internet ad with a graphic showing Giffords' district in crosshairs. Palin famously posted an internet message saying, "Don't retreat, reload," to rally Republicans to oust Democrats from office. There is no evidence the suspected shooter was influenced by anti-Giffords rhetoric or in any way affiliated with the Republican Party or any other political group. But the incident has led several members of Congress to urge more civility and less inflammatory language in the nation's discourse. Many have also noted that Giffords was dutifully meeting with constituents when she was shot. Again, House Speaker Boehner.
This inhuman act should not and will not deter us from our calling to represent our constituents and to fulfill our oaths of office.
The House of Representatives has suspended all scheduled business for 1 week. Members of Congress are being urged to pay greater attention to security in their home districts and in Washington. Michael Bowman, VOA News.